morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
How much sleep did you get?
You know what? I actually stayed down here in Florida, so I got a lot of sleep.
Ooh, good for you.
Wow. Motel 6?
Yeah, I met a friend now, so my wife was down here, so
oh, good.
I stayed the night. Coming back tomorrow.
Hey, could you script a better way for this football team to go into a bye week?
Well, it was a big win for us. I mean, we're 2-1, you know, on the road at Miami, which is always a tough place for us to play, and we lost one game on the road already. You know, we hadn't really played 60 minutes of football, and you know, there's a lot of questions and doubts about our team, and I think as a team we really showed what we're made of, and to get a win down here in the style that we did, where the special teams was tremendous, the defense was tremendous offensively, you know, we did what we needed to do, but it was a great win for us, and I think everybody was really excited after the game, and hopefully we can really build on it. I think going into this week, now the bye week, we're going to evaluate what we've done the last 4 weeks and figure out what's working, and the things that aren't working, we're going to move on from that. So we can really, you know, we got a big game against Baltimore here in 2 weeks that we're going to need to play our best.
You said there was a lot of emotion at the end, none more evident than yours as you were coming off the field. Was that emotion due to, from a personal standpoint, your response to all that, statistical analysis we all discussed last week about this team's lack of success on the road, this team's second-half offense that sputtered, and personally, your performances in late and close games last year? Is that what that was all about?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I just know this was a big game. This was a big game. We put a lot into this game, and we put a lot of preparation into it. We all felt like we had a really good plan. And you know, I don't really care what happened last year, to tell you the truth. I mean, that was a totally different team with totally different characteristics, strengths and weaknesses and so forth. But I will say this, it's been a long time since we've had a big win on the road. And that doesn't matter, it's last year. But I mean, you love winning on the road, and that's something that we didn't do this year. And that, you know, when you finally get that win, there's a lot of emotion that's been built up for a long time.
I always wonder this, Tom. When you obviously, it helps fuel your fire when you know that people are doubting you or questioning you or picking against you. But does it get specific behind the scenes in the locker room, on the practice? I mean, do you know who's doubting you, who's questioning you, how they're questioning you, or you just get an overall sense that people are wondering, you know, if you still have it as a team?
Well, you get a sense by the questions that you get, you know, all off season and so forth, and this week you get a pretty good idea of what we're up against. Coach Belichick makes light of what, you know, typically what people may say or the opponents may say. So, it's not like you're searching it out. And the truth is, none of it really matters anyway.
Right.
It really doesn't. What matters is how well you play. But when you have the focus and attention to detail that we've had, you know that eventually it's going to pay off. I know that there's a lot of people that will make critiques of our team that really only watch us for 3 hours a week, and I understand that. But you know, when I'm on that practice field every day with the other players that we have and the coaches that we have, and I see what we're capable of doing, you know, man, we got a pretty good team. You know, maybe it hasn't shown up like we would show up, like we'd love for it to show up, you know, every Sunday, but we know that if we're on the right track and we're building towards something, and we're just, you know, we're going to stay at it. It's only the fourth game of the year. There's so much football left. But I also know, you know, we make strides, you know, and I think games like yesterday will help build confidence in what we're trying to do. So, especially when all three phases of the team are involved in winning the game.
We heard that Coach Belichick pointed out specifically that everybody in Patriots Football Weekly, I don't know, on the panel of whatever it is, 10 or 12 experts all picked Miami. Were you guys aware of that?
Yeah, that was hanging up in our lunchroom, you know, with the big circle.
Even the coin flip.
I know. Well, you know, I mean, everyone's got their reasons, and that's why you got to go out and play. Because I mean, none of that, believe me, making predictions and all that BS, that doesn't mean anything. You got to go out there and you got to strap the helmet on, and you got to go out there and play well. And I said earlier in the week, it was really Monday night games are very, you're playing against a very good team on the road on a Monday night game where, there's a lot of buildup to it, and you really want to see what the team's all about. And I thought, we as a group really responded to all those different type of things for the game, the pressure involved, the playing another very tough team, and how we're going to respond to that. And, we stepped up to the challenge. That was a big win for us.
Tom, the accepted theory held by most is the Pats' offense is the key to New England's success this year. Was it strange to be sort of a supporting actor to the defense and the special teams last night for once?
I mean, I think, the truth is it doesn't matter. I think we're going to rely on the defense. They're going to rely on us. There's games that are going to be close. There's games that are going to be high-scoring games. There's going to be low-scoring games. It's going to be games where we need to kick a field goal at the end, where we got to, try to block a field goal at the end. So whatever situation we end up being in, I think that's where the good teams find a way to go out there and get the win. So, we're getting all geared up coming out for the second half. We're 7-6. We haven't got the ball in the end zone. Next thing you know, Brandon returns it for a touchdown. It's like, wow, that's the way to start out. Then we get a turnover. Then we stop them. We block a punt. We're in the end zone. Within, 2.5 minutes of football, we've scored 17 points with the field goal before half and then the two touchdowns. And you're like, man, that was – and you start to break the game open a little bit. So there were some real critical things that happened in that game that I think we were really – you don't want to let up. You want to keep – you just want to keep driving and keep your foot on the accelerator, because if you let up, boy, the momentum swings back in their favor pretty quickly. And we found a way to keep building on the good plays that we had. So it ended up being not very close in the end.
It is rare, even at the end of a Patriot win, to see Bill Belichick with that much of a smile and that amount of happiness on his face. And that led me to believe, you've often told us, he'll find something to bitch about. I guess it'll be on Thursday. Will he, this Thursday?
Well, I don't know. After this game, I don't know. I don't know if he's... I think he's going to be pretty excited after this one. But I'm sure there'll be plenty from the last 4 weeks that he'll have to have some comments about, because, by no means have we figured this all out. I mean, we got a long ways to go with this season. Last year, we were 6-2 at the midway point, and I think what you realize is you've got to continue to get better and make improvements and become tougher and more physical and better execution-wise over the course of the season, because that's what a lot of the good teams do. Mm. And the good teams get better and the bad teams get worse. And you can't tell anything after 4 weeks of the season. You really can't. We're, other than we have a chance if we keep working that, we're going to have a pretty good chance in the end. But, that remains to be seen. I think we've got a big stretch of games here coming up. And Baltimore's the biggest test we'll face all season. So they're beating everybody on the road. The Jets, they beat Pittsburgh. So they beat us last year in the playoffs. So they're going to come in with a lot of confidence. And we're going to have to counter that with playing some great football.
Perhaps Bill will be relegated to not being happy about the first quarter tight end around for a loss that I'm sure didn't go the way you planned, or the Edelman false start on the two-point conversion. Is what you said to Edelman G-rated, PG, R, or X? It was about a five-second conversation. X, wasn't it?
It's. I think everybody. But, the one thing about Julian is he tries so hard, I mean, you absolutely love the guy. I mean, I love him as a teammate, because every day on the practice field he's trying to get better. So it's different if a guy who makes a mistake doesn't care that he made a mistake. Mm. But Julian, man, I'll tell you, he's going to be thinking about all those plays. And he's been such a huge addition to this team as a player, as a teammate, as a person, as a competitor, that we'll just move on from it.
Are you at liberty to tell us what that two-point conversion was going to be? We think it might have been a direct snap to Julian, and thus he was a little antsy. Can you tell us?
He was, Well, no, I can't tell you. But we're either going to run it or we're going to throw it.
Well, thanks for narrowing it down.
No drop kick? Hey, Tom, did you think for a second at any point to force one to Randy? I mean, I know you've talked about in the past how important it is to get him involved. You didn't need him. You won without him. But did it ever enter your mind we got to get him a catch?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm always, no question. I mean, you want to get everybody involved. And, you know, he's always involved in the offense, and there's certain plays that are designed to him, you know, that are, you know, that are risk-reward type plays, you know. I mean, he's been our down-the-field receiver, and when we have those opportunities, man, he's going to get it. He can do certain things for our offense that, you know, that very few guys can do. So you're right. I mean, he's a big part of the offense, but when they take him away, really what it does is it opens up for other guys. And I think the other guys are fortunate to have him on the team because they're able to really take advantage of a lot of single coverage and a lot of the focus going to Randy. So, you know, that's – even though he didn't have a catch last night, he's a big contributor in the win. There's no doubt about that.
Randy had zero catches. You completed five passes in the second half. You guys scored five touchdowns. It's still a game like, you know, we've never seen before. But does Randy say anything after the game or during the game? Like, I need a catch, man. He's never had a game here in New England where he didn't at least have one catch.
He doesn't ever say anything. I mean, he's just, you know, he's a competitor like everybody else. You know, he wants the ball. He wants to have a, you know, an impact on the game. Whether it's, you know, he don't want to go out there and run block the whole game.
Right.
But he's also understands that, man, sometimes that's just the way it goes. I mean, this is a team game. This isn't about how many, you know, rushes one guy can rush for, or how many yards one guy can catch for, how many yards a quarterback can throw for. It's about how many points did your team score and how many points did the other team score. And whatever it takes to get the job done, that's what we got to do. And that's the commitment to winning that I think you make when you play a team sport. And, you know, we all buy into that. I mean, every quarterback would love to throw, you know, 50 times a game. But, you know, that's not good for the team. I mean, it's really not. And because of that, you go, you know what, whatever we throw, we're going to throw. And every running back wants 20-plus carries a game. But you don't get that all the time. You get whatever it's going to take to win. And, you know, if it doesn't work, then you go reevaluate what you're doing. But when you win by 27 points, everyone's got to feel pretty good about the way that the game went.
Tom, I think I'm about 2 for 3 in identifying, in your mind, what the BPNT, best play not a touchdown, was so far. See if I'm right on this one. I think the game was still in the balance right after the Ricky Williams screen pass for a touchdown to make it 2014. You guys came out, and rather than going 3 and out, on a 3rd and 7, you hit Welker for 28, kept that drive alive, and eventually went in and scored. Would that be about it?
Yeah, that's the one. I mean, there's no doubt. We had to answer that score that the Dolphins had. They made it a 7-point game or 6-point game.
Crowd's back in.
And they're right back in it. You know, the crowd's into it. Their defense is into it. And then we went down and scored a touchdown. That was a huge third-down conversion that Wes made. And then next thing we're in the end zone. So that makes it a 13-point game. Then we got the blocked field goal, right?
Right.
Something like that.
Yep.
And then after that, we got the interception. So, yeah, it was pretty much on cruise control there for the offense in the second half. We didn't have a lot of touches. We're just watching the special teams and defense coach. I'm very happy to do every week.
I thought the biggest play was the holding call on Light that they wiped off.
Rescinded.
Was that – who did you guys talk them out of that somehow? Or why do they do that? We saw the replay. It was a holding call. They wiped it out.
Matt thought it was a holding call.
Oh, really? No, he said, are you bleeping kidding?
Really?
That's what I think he said, yeah. So, I don't know. Sometimes they see something, sometimes they don't. We've been on the other end of that, too, where maybe there wasn't something we had called for it. So, I'll take it.
Hey, obviously this was only one game in the standings and all that, Tom, but do you feel like that overall you may have cured some of the ills you had on the road in Miami in the second half, all those things that were that everyone was talking about, you seemed in one, you know, 30-minute stretch just to answer all of them. I mean, does it feel like more than just one win?
Well, it's a big win. I mean, it's a division game on the road against a team that was 2-1 and had beat Minnesota on the road,
right.
Had beaten Buffalo on the road. I mean, this is a damn good team that we played. So maybe it is more than just a win because the quality opponent and we're playing them on the road really with a lot of pressure in the situation that we have with a 7-6 game at halftime. You know, with us fighting our butt off the first 30 minutes to a 7-6 game, and next thing you know, you look up at the end of the game and it's, you know, 41-14 or whatever it was. So, you know, I don't think that, like I said last year, I mean, the reality of last year is we, you know, it was a different team. This is a 2010 version. There are so many new players on this team that weren't on that team last year that didn't do anything. And, you know, that chapter in that book is closed, and we've moved on. So, you know, we've had one other game on the road this year that didn't go very well. And nothing to do with last year either, just like this game had nothing to do with last year. This game had to do with this week of practice that we had, and the focus that we put into it. And really, we know what we're capable of. If we just keep working, I mean, believe me, you're not – after four games, like I said, we're not – you don't sit around and go, man, this bye week, man, we're great. We got nothing to worry about. You know, no, we're going to go into work. We're going to try to get better this week because we need to get better. We got to get better in a lot of areas, and that's going to be the focus this week. And moving on to the following week against a great opponent, you know, one of the best in AFC. So we're going to need to play our best. There's no doubt about that.
Great quarterbacks know pretty much everything that's going on around them. And so I asked this question. Do you, Tom, know which skill position player was on the field with you for the most plays yesterday? Which tight end, wide receiver, or running back had the most offensive snaps?
That's a good question.
Take a guess.
I'd say Hernandez.
Very good. Yeah, by four. He was out there 50 of 58 plays. I ask that to ask this. Is it significant and a sign of things to come that Aaron Hernandez was the skill position player on the field the most with you last night?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think what he ends up being, he's in a lot of the groupings that we're in. So if there's two tight ends on the field, he's typically one of them. Obviously, when there's three on there, he's one of them, which is different than our receivers where, you know, when there's one receiver on the field, sometimes it's one guy. When there's two receivers,
right.
You know, we have Wes. And then we have Brandon and Randy. So they're all a little bit different skill sets. So, you know, depending on the different plays that we run, you know, we got to find the right combinations of players. And, you know, Aaron's really proven that he can make plays out there for us whenever he did. He had a big catch early in the game that got called back by a penalty that really would have been, you know, a great thing for our offense. But, you know, we responded well. And he's really earning the trust of everybody, of the whole team, that – when he's out there, good things are happening. So that's why he's out on the field.
Here's something for your to-do list during the bye week. I think you're going to need to change the fake spike signal where you look at Randy and grab your face mask because they only showed it about 100 times and pointed it out. Everybody knows now, Tom. You got to do something else. You got to, like, you know, rub some part of your body.
Yeah, just yell.
Believe me, we'll stay ahead of them.
Didn't you kind of let that out of the bag? Whether the signal changes or not, no one's going to think you're, or they're not going to expect you just to spike the ball to kill the clock.
Yeah, they'll never trust you again.
Yeah, they're not going to trust you.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't put anything past defensive players. If they were smart, they'd be playing offense. So that's the way it is.
That's true. Hey, Jaworski and Gruden said you didn't know Danny Woodhead's name. You just called him Woody or Wood or something. Is that true? You knew his name, didn't you?
I was saying, I said I didn't know it until after last week's game. I know his name, you know, it was something, everyone called him something different, Woodpecker and Woody so whatever it was, you know, Danny works pretty good. So I got that down. I had that down. I just didn't know his last name.
Hey, Tom, we were discussing.
But I do now, trust me.
You know
I
it now.
Him, I see him running through the line of scrimmage, and I can read it very clearly on the back of his jersey.
So he's not just a spy who was giving you intel on the Jets.
No, he came after that game. He came after the Jet game, so he didn't give us anything. But He's been a great addition, man. He's a very mature player, very mature, and he's competitive, and he takes accountability, and he's done a great job for us. So it's really been a great surprise, a very pleasant surprise, losing one of our very best players in franchise history and Kevin for the season. To have someone that can come in and fill a void at that position has really helped. So a really unexpected, because there were really no expectations, but he's really proven that he's capable.
Got a wrinkle for you here, Tom. This will be called the comfortable hypothetical question. You up for that?
All right. This is new.
Yeah, this is new. We were talking about a cool charity event in the bye week, maybe like Race Against Cancer, where we would have certain Patriots race against other Patriots. So we need you, since you're with these guys every day, to handicap the following matchups if we could make this work for this hypothetical charity event. Moss versus Tate in 100 yards.
I'd take Moss.
You would? You're just saying that to keep Randy happy.
I told you, he wouldn't ever malign.
Do you really
think
Randy would be faster than Tate in 100 yards?
I think Randy builds his speed, so... Once he got running, that first 20 Tate would probably have him. It'd probably be getting close around 40. And then as it goes on, those strides get longer. You got to take the tall guy with the long legs.
Okay.
I'd take Randy.
60 yards. Hernandez versus Merriweather.
I'd take Merriweather. Aaron's probably quicker than he is fast, but he's both. Both guys are very good skills. And quickness and speed. They're both have very good combinations.
But all right, here's the feature event. 40-yard dash. Edelman versus Welker versus Little Danny.
Oh, Woodhead for sure. And Woody ran like a 4.3 coming out. In high school, he ran like a 10.500. So he's fast. He's fast. And then between Julian and Wes, probably Wes.
And then the 20-yard dash.
They're going to be killing me for this, too. Oh, my God. They're going to.
You versus Vince in a 20-yard dash.
I'd kill Vince. It wouldn't even be close.
Well, we got to do you versus Charlie Weiss, but he's not available.
That's why I'm relegated to quarterback sneaks, too.
There you go.
No quarterback draws on offense, just quarterback sneaks.
So Randy's the fastest guy on the team, or is Woodhead?
It's probably between Moss and Slater.
Oh, Slater. Yeah, we mentioned Slater, yeah.
That's right.
So Slater versus Moss in 100 yards would be what? Still Moss.
Say that again?
Slater versus Moss?
Slater versus Moss in 100 would be the race to see.
And who's the slowest guy in the team?
I don't know who would win. I don't know who would win, but it'd be a great race.
Who's the slowest? We know the kicker and the punter look like pretty good athletes. They're not like some of these old-time...
Not like Janikowski.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lonnie Paxton was probably the slowest when he was here.
Oh.
Nobody was slower than Lonnie. But I don't know. That's a good question. It's got to be one of the linemen, obviously. I raced those guys. I beat Light, Neal, and Copen in a race all at once. So I'm one of those guys, probably. Cope's pretty fast. Maybe Conley or Wendell.
Conley? He's at fullback. How slow can he be?
He's pretty slow.
Hey, will you guys look at the film from last year's playoff game in preparation for Baltimore, or has that been burned?
Of course we'll see it. I mean, I'm sure they're watching it thinking, man, this is all we need to do to stop them. So they've got the same coordinator back, which is, it's always good to see what they did last year, but at the same time, really focusing on, the five games they played this year, four right. games done this upcoming week's game. That's what we'll be watching.
Well, you say you're a different team. That team's, in the past. Are they different, or is it better? Is it more incentive, more motivation to think about that team that kicked your ass so badly in January?
Sure. Well, they, when Rex Ryan was coaching them, they were very much the way the Jets were. Where the Jets are when Rex was there. And I think they've changed into really the personality of the coordinator that they have now, Greg Madison. So, which was this coordinator they had last season. And, they're obviously playing great football, and they got a great defense. And they just have a good scheme. They have very good players. I mean, it's a physical team. And they have some really dominant players at the position with Ray Lewis and Haloti Ngata and Terrell Suggs.
Right.
Jared Johnson's a great player. We got a great group of linebackers. You know, they rush. You know, in the secondary, they've had some injuries, but, you know, you wouldn't tell by looking at them. I mean, they can all play. So, you know, we've got to play a great game. And we beat them once last year in the regular season. We got our butts kicked in the postseason. We're going to need to make all the improvements this week and try to go out there and play our best game a week from Sunday.
Does being the fastest guy to 100 wins mean much to you, Tom, or does it feel like, you know, does it make you feel old at this point? I mean, you got there almost two seasons faster than Peyton Manning, which is remarkable.
I don't even think about it. I really don't. I mean, it's not. I never, when I started this game, that wasn't my goal, you know. I mean, I love winning. That's what I love doing. And but as long as we win, I'm happy. So I don't care if I'm the fastest, I'm the fifth fastest to that number. I said last night, this is truly a team sport. And all these individual accomplishments that you may have, they're great, but really they don't mean anything. What means something is how many Super Bowl rings you have and how many, at the end of the day, how many wins you have as a team, because that's what you celebrate. You play this game for your teammates, and that's where I enjoy it the most. That's where I get the most satisfaction.
And, Tom, finally, on the subject of how many things you have, I need you to settle a bet between Jerry and me. This week it was reported that the Red Sox third baseman Adrian Beltre is selling his mansion out in Los Angeles for $20 million. He has 17 bathrooms. I said Tom Brady would not be caught dead with 17 bathrooms in his new house, and Jerry said, I think Tom has 17 or more. Over, under, 17 bathrooms in the new shack.
There's not 17 bathrooms.
I win!
We didn't bet on that, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Well, I was counting the porta potties for all those construction crews outside. You don't let them in the house, do you?
No, there's none of that plumbing's working right now anyway. So, but there's not 17 bathrooms.
All right, we will talk to you on Monday. Enjoy a couple of days of rest and relaxation down on South Beach. Don't go too crazy, but I know you won't. And we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks,
Tom.
Guys.
All right. Tom Brady with Dennis and Callahan on the AT&T Hotline. Find out what's possible with the nation's fastest mobile broadband network, AT&T Rethink Possible. Coffee with the Quarterback is brought to you by our great friends at Dunkin' Donuts.
Now we know why he was so happy at the end of that game.
He was staying
he
in town.
To stay in South Beach.
Sleep in.
He didn't have to come back on the plane.
Yeah.
That is so much added incentive when you think about it. I mean, you get a vacation out of it.
Two days off, you don't have to come home on the plane.
With his beautiful wife and his kid and some ocean, probably at LeBron's new house, right there on the ocean. He and LeBron are tight.
House with 17 bathrooms.
I never said he had more. You made that up.
I asked the question. I thought,
did we bet on that?
No, I don't think we bet on it. I don't know if we bet on that one, Dino.
No.
We bet on Damon versus Ramirez.
Did you find it
anybody? I don't think the Beverly Hillbillies had 17 bathrooms.
Did you find it interesting that he picked the one guy who had the most offensive plays on the field with him? I mean, obviously, he knows the groupings. But he said,
surprised
after
he didn't
a short
know the
pause,
exact number
yeah. Hernandez,
that he played.
He said.
I'm surprised he didn't know the exact number
yeah.
that he played. I bet you could go in order of how many guys.
Tell you the next three or four or five
yes,
in line?
Yes, yep. Yes,
yep.
Yes.
All right, we'll take a timeout. Patriot Monday on a Tuesday continues after this.